We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Beis. We mention that this halacha is based on Torah Dalet in the second half of Likutei Moran, which speaks especially about the term Hizgalus HaRotzayim, revealing and broadcasting the fact that everything that happens in the world is only Rotzayin Hashem, because Hashem wills it. And Hashem is not compelled by any laws of nature or anything like that. Nothing has to be. Hashem has the ability to override at any time, especially as we witnessed on our holidays. The holidays that we celebrate, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, are all remembering major miracles that happened during those days. And therefore, Rabbeinu Salter on Likutei Moran says that the holidays are a time of Hizgalus HaRotzayim. When, as we remember the miracles that happened to us on these days, it reminds us and makes us conscious of the fact that everything that's happening is only Rotzayin Hashem. We're in Hashem's hands. He dictates nothing else. Rav Nosson Zal, so far, started introducing us to the fact that tefillah is also Hizgalus HaRotzayim. When a person is davening, when a person davens to Hashem for anything, for rain, for parnosa, for health, they're showing that they recognize that it's in Hashem's hands to change at will whatever the situation is. If it hasn't rained for 6 weeks or 6 months or 6 years, doesn't matter. I'm asking Hashem to give us rain because I know Hashem can anytime, any place. And so too regarding all the other things. And then Rav Nosson Zal started drawing parallels between the holidays and tefillah. That just like in the holidays, we have three major holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, which correspond to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So too in tefillah, the basis of our tefillah are the three major tefillahs, Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, which also correspond to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And now we'll continue. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring in the topic of Kriyas HaTorah, the fact that we read the Torah from a Sefer Torah in middle of davening Shachris, and to see how that ties in. Because Rabbeinu Zal said there on Likutei Moran that even though the holidays are broadcasting this message of Rotzayin Hashem, there's an opposition. The opposition is the scientists and the philosophers. They, through their teachings, try very much to convince the world that there is no Hashem, that everything is natural and nature and scientific fact or scientific hypothesis, etc. So Rav Nosson Zal is going to show, and Rabbeinu Zal says there on the Likutei Moran, that the way that we fight, the way that we do battle against these mechakrim, against these chachmei ateva, is we need to have the chacham, a very, very great chacham, who's in a position to take all the ritzonos in the world, everything in the world which is a display of the will of Hashem, and plug it into the shoresh haratzon, plug it into its source, which is the highest, highest spiritual levels. Paragraph Beis. V'ze b'chinas kriyas ha-Torah achra tefillah. And with this, we'll understand why we read the Torah from a Sefer Torah after davening, after Shmon Esrei, after the major part of tefillah shachris. Ki ha-tefillah koiro u'megales ha-rotzin kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, tefillah proclaims the fact that everything is Rotzayin Hashem. Ach keneged sholosh hatfilos shem bechina sholosh regolim mikroi kodesh shemigalem es haRotzayin. However, opposing the three tfilos, which correspond to the three holidays, which announce the Rotzayin of Hashem, keneged ze yesh chayos rois hanal. Opposing that, we have those wild animals. Rabbeinu Zal refers to them in that term over there in Likutei Moran, based on psukim that he quotes, that these chachmei hateva, these scientists, people who do not believe in Hashem at all and try to convince others not to believe in Hashem, Rabbeinu Zal, the Torah compares them to lions, tigers, bears that tear their prey to shreds. These people also tear Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom. Sheheim Bechinas HaSholosh Chayos Rois HaMuva B'Tikunim. And Rav Nosson Zal says we know that the Tikune Zohar in chapter 21 speaks about three special Chayos Rois. Sheheim Kitruga DeSholosh Tfilois. They stand in opposition to our three basic tefillos. Sheheim, and these chayos rois are kelev, the dog, chamor, the donkey, and nates. Nates, I believe, means a falcon or another type of a strong, very powerful bird of prey. Interesting, nothing is coincidence. 2 days ago, I came across something, an article, a news article, where they mention that they discovered a bird, the remains of a bird from World War II, a bird, a homing pigeon, that was used in World War II by the Royal Air Force, by the English Air Force. In those days, and including today, one of the most important soldiers that they used during wartime to be able to transmit messages where they don't want the messages to be intercepted by the enemy is homing pigeons. And they found this pigeon with a little red canister tied to its leg with a paper in it that had code in it, with it which they're trying now to decipher. And they know exactly where this pigeon originated from, which part, which section, which country, which city, and where it was sent to, etc. And they mentioned there that because the opposition, the Nazis, Yamach Shemam, knew, and there were a few hundred thousand of such pigeons that were used during the war, during World War II, and because the Nazis, Yamach Shemam, were aware of this, they had falcons and other birds of prey to kill these homing pigeons, to attack, kill them, to stop these messages from going back and forth. And they mentioned that the Royal Air Force had to get other birds that would be able to attack their birds to be... This is what goes on behind the scenes, things that we don't always know about. We think that people are shooting at each other with pistols and this and that, and we don't know all the other things that are being used. This is, we're talking about 70 years ago. Today, obviously, there's also all kinds of things being used that we're not aware of, you know. So here the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about these three chayos rois that oppose the three tefillos. Shemishom nimshochim kol hamachshavos zoros shebetefillah. And they represent the source of all the disturbing thoughts that come to a person during the tefillah, that block our concentration from being able to really concentrate on what we're saying. V'yodua umuvan b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal. It's known and explained throughout Rabbeinu Zal's teachings. She'ikar kol hamachshavos zoros shebetefillah nimshochim mikfirois va'apikursus upegam emuna shel kol echad v'echad. That the majority of the thoughts that a person has during davening that disturb their tefillah, majority of those thoughts come from denial of Hashem, wrong types of questions about Hashem, and deficiency in emunah. When a person is suffering from those things, kfira, apikursus, pegam emunah, one of the ways that that manifests itself is in the thoughts that bombard the person in middle of tefillah, not allowing them to concentrate and to stay focused. And now Rav Nosson Zal notes in brackets, ki afilu anoshim haksherim ktsas, because even religious people, v'hamoinam, and regular people who are not philosophers, not she'enam hoilchem bedarkei hachakiru shel hafilozofim v'apikursim, who don't delve into philosophy, theology, questioning Hashem, they don't get involved in that. Afal piken, despite that, rubam, the majority of religious people and simple people, yesh lohem bilbulei emuna, have things that disturb their emuna, that do not allow them to have a perfect, solid, clear faith in Hashem. V'nizrak bohem ktsas apikursis belibom. And even those people have a little bit of doubts and questions about Hashem, things like that. Shenimshach lohem alidei chatas nurim. Very often, one of the reasons for those doubts and those questions is sins that a person committed during his youth. Meaning, even if a person in his current years is very religious, they make sure to daven a minyan 3 times a day, and they daven nates, and they go to the mikveh every day, and they buy a very high quality talis and tefillin, even though right now they're doing things to the best of their ability, there's still a balance from earlier years, from a person's youth or before that, mistakes that a person made, chas v'shalom, which unless those things have been removed completely, they also play a role in affecting how a person thinks, a person's ability to daven. Utzrichin hisgabrus godol. And it requires tremendous effort. V'yeshua v'rachmim gedolim. And major help from Hashem, that Hashem should have tremendous pity on a person to help the person, legareish ulevayer hakfirus ubilbuli emunah meilibam, to remove completely any doubts that a person has, doubts about Hashem, doubts about tzaddikim, doubts about the Torah, or things that are unclear in the person's faith. Ukimavur b'sichos avakdoshim shel Rabbeinu Zal, as is elaborated in the Sefer Sichos Haran, Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, paragraph 32. V'chol ze nimshach mebechinas hasholosh chayos rois hanal. And all of this originates from those three wild animals, the three non-kosher animals that we mentioned earlier, the dog, the donkey, and a bird of prey. Shehem kitruga deshloisha tfilos hanal. They oppose, they are directly in opposition to the three major tfilos. They represent the sound of the wild animals that Rabbeinu Zal mentions over there in Likutei Moran, Torah Dalet, and Likutei Moran Tanina. Shehem bechinas kfirois shel chachmei ateva. They represent the atheism and the denial of Hashem of the scientists. Again, when we use the term scientists here, we're referring specifically to those who do not believe in Hashem, or question Hashem in an improper kind of way. Shehem shoyagim bekoilam keneged koil hakriya shel yom tov. They cry out with their voices in opposition to the cry of the Jewish holidays, which cries out faith in Hashem. Shehu bechinas koil hatfila bekanal, which corresponds to the sounds, the cries of our tfilos. Now you'll understand why tefillah is not enough. We need to help our tefillah with kriyas haTorah, by taking out the Sefer Torah and reading a portion from the Sefer Torah. Kedei lahachnia ulashaber koil shagas hatzorim, in order to defeat and destroy the voices of our enemies, Shehem koil hachayos roisanal, which is the sound of those wild animals. Shehem chachmei ateva, who are these scientists / philosophers who deny Hashem. Ki haTorah hi bechinas chochma d'kedusha, because the Torah is holy knowledge. Sheyesh lo koyach lekasher kol haratzonos l'shoyrish haratzon, which has the ability, just like in Likutei Moran there, Rabbeinu Zal spoke about the Chacham of Kedusha, the great Chacham who has the ability to take all the Ritzonos and connect it to the Shorosh Ritzon. The Torah itself has the ability to take all the Ritzonos of the world and plug them into the Shorosh Ritzon. Bechinas Raiva Deraivin, Sheshom Shorosh HaTorah, which is the origin of the Torah. Kimisham Yoitzes. That's where the Torah comes forth from. V'nemsheches haTorah shenitna b'shvuos haidei Moshe Rabbeinu l'shom. And it's from there that we received the Torah that was given to us on the holiday of Shavuos by Moshe Rabbeinu. Sheshoyresh nishmosoi humisham. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu's soul is rooted in Rotzayn Sheberetzaynos, Mibechinas Raiva Derivan. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu's soul originates from the Shoyresh HaRotzayn, V'alkein Nistalik Nishmosoi L'shom. And that's why the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, so when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, where did he go back to? Where did he go to? He went back to his origin. He originated from Rotzayn Sheberetzaynos, from Raiva Derivan. He went back to there. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu hu klolius haTorah, because Moshe Rabbeinu represents the entire Torah. The Rekeir says that Moshe Rabbeinu is bigematria 613, to show that Moshe Rabbeinu represents the entire Torah. Shesharosho mebechinas raiva deraivin, and the origin of the Torah. Where does the Torah originate from? A very high level holy source that's called Raiva deraivin, Rotzayn Sheberetzaynos. V'alkein nitna haTorah b'Shavuos, and that's why Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael on Shavuos. V'oz nidmelahem kizokin. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinazal, and the Mechilta tells us in Beshalach that at Har Sinai, Hashem appeared to the Jewish people like an old man in a white beard. Kizokein hu bechinas meitzach harotzayn, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran that an older person represents this meitzach harotzayn, people who are easy to be appeased, people who are mellow, who don't get angry that easily. The older a person gets, if they're aging in a good, healthy way, the softer, the gentler, the nicer they become. More chesed, more rachamim, more rotzayn. They're much more willing to help, to cooperate. A lot of times when kids can't get something from their parents, what do? They go to their grandparents. Of course, it's simple. Everybody knows that trick, right? That if daddy and mommy say no, can't, shouldn't, won't, grandpa or grandma will probably say, of course you can have this. Don't tell daddy I gave it. Don't tell it. But of course you go. My grandchild? Bechinas raiva deraivin. And meitzach harotzayn is synonymous with raiva deraivin. Shemizgale alidei bechinas hazokin digdusha, which is revealed through the holy elders. Kimavura batayranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 4 in the second half of Likut Imran. Nimtza. So therefore, based on what we said here, we understand shehatoyra shorosho mebechinas rotzayn sheberetzaynos, that the Torah originates from Rotzayn Sheberetzaynos, the highest level Rotzayn. V'alkein koirin batoyra achra tefila, and it's for this reason that after we've davened our tefila, shachris, the majority of it, means we're after Shemon Esrei already, and after Tachnun, that's when we take out the Torah and we read from it. Kizeo bechinas mashikosu batoyranal. This ties in beautifully with what Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, that when you have the three holidays, which are booming out a message of Rotzayn Dikdusha, that everything is Rotzayn Hashem, those three holidays have opposition. They have the Chayos Rois, the Chachmei HaTeva, who are screaming the opposite. They're singing a different song. They're singing that it's all nature, it's all natural, there's no such thing as miracle, there's no such thing as Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, Shelahachnia koil hachayis rois, in order to subdue them and defeat them, hualidei chocham digdusha. It requires a holy chocham, shemekasher kol haritzoinois, l'shoyrish haritzoin, who has the ability to take all the ritzoinois of the world and connect them to their source, the shoyrish haritzoin, which is called l'rotzoin sheberitzoinois. This is what we're also doing when we read the Torah after davening. Ki haTorah hu bechinas chacham digdusha. The Torah is the chacham of kedusha, Moshe Rabbeinu is Taryag, and Taryag is Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah is, just like we stand up for Moshe Rabbeinu, we stand up for a Sefer Torah. So the Torah and the Chacham Nigdusha are the same. In fact, the Gemara says how silly are those people who stand up for a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah comes out, they know to stand up. And when a rabbi goes by, either they ignore it or they stand up, they move a half an inch. They don't realize that a Talmud Chacham is great. He's a living Sefer Torah. He's even higher than the Sefer Torah on parchment. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us here that the Torah is the Chacham that represents the Chacham Degdusha, Shemekasher Kol Haratzainos Labachin Ashrosh and Shabratzainos, which connects all the Ratzainos to their source, Shemisham Shoirish HaTorah, which is also the source of the Torah. And that defeats and eliminates the cry of the wild animals, Shehem Chachmei Teva, who are these scientists who don't believe in miracles, don't believe in Hashem, Venishma Koil Hakriya Shalatfila. And once we eliminate them, once we get rid of them, the sound of the tefillah can go forth with power. Shehu b'chinas yom tov, and we said earlier that our three tefillos correspond to the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. They're booming out that same message. Shekoiro u'megale sarotzen kanal. They are announcing and revealing, broadcasting this message that everything is rotzayin Hashem. Nemtza, we've shown therefore shekriya satoira hu tikun hatfila. That reading the Torah is what perfects and completes our tefillah. Al kein koirim b'Torah b'shas ha-tefillah. Now you'll understand why we lay in the Torah during tefillah. Why don't we make it two separate things? A Beis HaKnesses is a place for tefillah, and a Beis HaMedrash is a place for Torah. What are we mixing the two together? Rav Nosson Zal showed us here that the tefillah is not complete. The tefillah has opposition to it. The Tikkuni Zohar spoke about the dog and the donkey, the three wild animals, and the gnats who oppose the tefillahs. Rabbeinu Zal told us that that's the scientists / philosophers who deny Hashem and who try to disprove Hashem. They're those Chayes Rois who battle against the three holidays and battle against our three tefillahs. What are you talking about? Nobody's battling. This is cartoons. I don't see nobody battling. Rav Nosson says, yes, you do. Think back to your chakras this morning. How many extraneous thoughts invaded your mind? How many outside thoughts were bombarding you? You know where those were coming from? These Chayes Rois, the Kelev Nates and the Chamor. They come from, that's where they're coming from. And they cripple your tefillah. You don't see it, but your tefillah is like a big who's crippled, walking with crutches and a black eye and everything. And if you want to repair that tefillah, if you want to get rid of all the bumps and all that, you need Kriya Satoira. Kriya Satoira is Mekasher, all the Ritzainis to the Shoresh Ritzain. That blows away the Chayes Rois completely and blows away the negative effects of everything they did and are trying to do. And this is why when we read the Torah, we never read a portion that's less than three psukim, and we never have a Torah reading with less than three people. So it's three times three. Keneged sholosh tefilos, corresponding to the three tefilos, shachris min charvis, shem b'china sholosh regolim, which correspond to the three holidays, shemegalin es harotzoin. They are all about broadcasting this message that everything is the will of Hashem. There's no such thing as nature, autopilot. Shetikunam, the tikkun of the three tefillos and the three holidays, al yedei haTorah, is through the Torah, shemekasheres kol haRitzonos l'shoresh haRitzon, which has the ability to attach all the Ritzonos to the Shoresh of Ritzon. Paragraph Gimel. V'alkein koirim batoira b'sheni v'chamishi. Now you'll understand also why during the weekdays we read the Torah specifically on Monday and Thursday, Sheheim Yemei Ratzon, because the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch tell us that Monday and Thursday are referred to as Yemei Ratzon, days when Hashem has tremendous goodwill towards us. Because the Gemara tells us that when Hashem was angry at us, not just angry, but angriest, as angry as he could be, after the Egel HaZohav, the golden calf, and Moshe Rabbeinu tried repeatedly to appease Hashem, to get Hashem to show us goodwill and favor, he tried once and it failed. He tried a second time and it failed. The third time, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven on a Thursday for 40 days, came back down on a Monday, and then he hit a home run. That was when Hashem said, Solachti kidvorecha, on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch says, that because Moshe Rabbeinu went up on a Thursday and came down on a Monday and was matzliach, those days were designated by Hashem, by the tzaddikim, as Yemei Ratzon. The mission that was on a Thursday and Monday succeeded. That's when Hashem showed willingness to allow himself to be appeased by his, in the worst, most angry state possible, for the Egel HaZohav. Ki ikar kriyas ha-toyra hu bishvil ha-galois he'oras ha-rotzayim. Because the main reason for reading the Torah is to broadcast this message of Rotzayim Hashem, shenizgale al yedei ha-tfila, which is being started, which is being broadcasted through our tefillah. Ki ikar he'oras ha-rotzayim shemeir b'sheni v'chamishi hu machma sheboi ola moishe l'kabe lucha yisrach. Because the reason why Monday and Thursday are special times of He'oras HaRotzayim is because of the fact that that's when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the second set of Luchos. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinu, as Tosfos mentions in Baba Kama, page 82. V'chol zeh hu b'chinas hanal hamavur b'toyrenal. And all of this ties in beautifully with what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moharan. Dahainu lahachnia hakfirois shel chachmei hateva, that the reason for the tefillah and the holidays and the reading of the Torah is to eliminate, to destroy the denial of Hashem that the philosophers and scientists are promoting, ulahagbir hisgalu sarotzim, and to strengthen the awareness that everything is rotzim Hashem. Dahainu chizuk emunah kedoshah, which means strengthening our holy faith, legaloi soemes, and revealing the truth, shehakol misnaheg rak b'ritzoni yisborach levad, that everything in the world is conducted only by the will of Hashem, only because Hashem wants it to be a certain way. And if he wants it to be different, he can change it anytime he wants. Ki arboim yomim ha'achroinim shekibol behem moishah aluches achroinois, because those last 40 days, remember, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven three times. 40 days, 40 days, and a third 40 days. Those final 40 days, after which Moshe Rabbeinu received that second set of luchos, hoyu baratzoin. That's when Hashem showed his goodwill. He allowed himself to be appeased. K'moshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as Rashi points out, in Chumash Mois, chapter 33, on the pasuk Vo'esnapal, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I fell down. I threw myself down before Hashem, kayomim harishonim, like in the earlier days." And Rashi Kodesh says over there, "Ma harishonim baratzayim, afu achroinim baratzayim." Just like the earlier days were with goodwill, Hashem didn't have anger attached to the Jews at that point because it was before the Egel HaZohav. So too, those final days were also Baratzayim. Emor Me'ato, and the Gemara says, from this we can conclude that Emtsoyim, the middle 40 days, Hoyu Bekas. Then Hashem was still very angry at us. Kas, Hu Hepech HaRatzayim. Kas is the opposite of Ratzayim. We've mentioned many times that the word Ratzayim in Lashon Kodesh has about 10 different meanings. So you can't, and all of them are correct, and all of them blend together, all of them work together. The word Ratzayim means goodwill. The word Ratzayim means will, period. The word rotzen means appeasement, to be appeased. So the word kas, anger, is the opposite of rotzen. V'chol zeh hoyamachmas cheto egel. Why was Hashem so angry? Because of the sin of the egel. Shavdu avodah zarah. They worshipped idols. V'kofru barotzen. They denied that everything in the world is only the will of Hashem. Shaloi haminu shakol misnayg rak birtzoinoi haposhut yisborach levad. They did not believe that everything going on in the world is only being controlled by Hashem's simple will. V'tov b'avodah zarah. They were mistaken with the idols. V'rotzu lahamshich koychos mimokom sherotzu lahamshich. They were trying to draw strength and energy from another source, from an alternate source, not from Hashem. That was what their avodah zarah was all about. It was all about an alternate source of energy. Chas v'shalom. They were looking for ways to bypass Hashem, or chas v'shalom, if Hashem was unhappy with us, no problem. He doesn't want to sell me oil, we'll get oil from a different country, we'll get it from a different place. Hashem doesn't want to give us energy, there's other sources of energy, they thought. They didn't realize that there's no such thing as any source of energy in this world that's not completely under the control of Hashem. Nimtza, we see therefore, Shechet Ho'egel. Shechet Ho'egel, Hu Pegam Horotzoim. That the sin of the golden calf was an example of going against the Rotzoim. Bechinas Kfirois, Shochach Me'ateva. Just like the denial of Hashem and those people who doubt Hashem, the scientists and philosophers. Ki Badoirois, Horishoinim. Hoyu kol hakfirois al pidarki avodah zarah shelahem. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains to us now, the people that didn't believe in Hashem in earlier generations, what their mistake was based on, versus people today who deny Hashem, their mistake is based on something different. Rav Nosson Zal says, ki badoiru sirishoyim, in earlier generations, hoyu kol hakfirois al pidarki hu avodah zarah shelahem. Then the denial of Hashem, the atheism and the agna, was all tied into avodah zarah. They had avodah zarahs in those days, which seemed to have incredible power, and that brought them to doubt Hashem and to deny Hashem, etc. V'achshav b'doiroi seilu. However, today in our generations, and Rav Nosson Zal is writing this in the 1800s, but again, he's writing this for our times also. From the time that the Gemara tells us that the rabbis did away with the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, his gaber Hayetzirah shel philosophia. Okay, we don't have idol worship, pagan idol worship like that in the olden days. We have something stronger in some ways. We have philosophy, the study of philosophy. Shehem kfirois shel chachmei ateva, philosophy and the sciences, shemachnisim kfirois al pi chachmasam hara, and they inject denial of Hashem, atheism, through their studies, through their evil studies. Ube'emes hakoil echod. In truth, it's all really connected. A person would think that it's two totally different things. Idol worship was for cavemen, and philosophy and these things is science is based on technology and all of that stuff. Rav Nosson Zal says you have it all wrong. Ki shoyresh chachmosam shel chachmei ateva nimshach mechartumei Mitzrayim. The sources, the roots of the chachmei ateva, of the scientists, their origins, they originate from the magicians in Egypt, the chartumei Mitzrayim, shahoyu mechashvim gedoilim, who had incredible powers. Ubale shemoy satuma, they knew, they had knowledge of shemoy satuma, through which they were able to perform miracles. They were able to override nature. Just like in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen performed the plagues, they were able to duplicate it. And because those Chartumim in Egypt, because those people knew what they knew, that also revealed to them incredible knowledge about the sciences. They knew that stuff also. It's not something new that first was revealed in recent times or in recent generations. They had that knowledge also. V'alkein yisoid v'shoyresh v'ikar shel kol ha'chochmai sheboilam nimshach mehem. And that's why the origin of all secular wisdoms, all secular knowledge, originated in Egypt at that time, during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu and Paroi. Kimuva b'sifrei ha'mechakrim, as is discussed in the books, the philosophy books. They discuss the original philosophers date back to the times of the Greeks, and they got their stuff from Egypt. It originated in the shetchilas chochmazu hoya eitzel b'nei kedem veitzel chatumei Mitzrayim. All of this knowledge of the different sciences and astrology and astronomy and all of that existed in earlier times, during the time of Adam Arishon, Noach, during those times, the Chachmei Bnei Kedem, and the Chatumim, the magicians, the magicians in Egypt, had that knowledge also. V'achar kach holcha me'uma l'uma, and afterwards it was passed down from nation to nation, ad shebola yevonim, until it got to the Greeks, v'chein me'uma l'uma, and the Greeks documented their philosophy and their ideology and everything, and then it was transmitted further down. Ad shebavoyneseinu harabim hischivu gam bnei Yisrael liyos nilkodim bereshes chochmasam hara, to the point where, unfortunately, 1,000 years ago, 1,100 years ago, they were Jews, Jewish thinkers, and Jewish leaders that also got trapped in the net of these secular wisdom, secular knowledge, studying Greek, the Greek idea, Greek philosophy, and their things. Ha'oikeres esa'odom mishnei olamos, which tears a person out of both worlds. It destroys a person in this world because it shakes up, it destroys their faith in Hashem, faith in tzaddikim, faith in the Torah, and as a result of that, the person loses out also on the next world. Uberoiv hayomim nishkach chochmas hakishuf legamri. Rav Nosson Zal says, however, as a result of the thousands of years from the time that the Jews were in Egypt, which was the year they left Egypt in the year 2448, till today it's like 3,000, more than 3,000 years later, the knowledge of magic was forgotten completely. Ad shehem misloitzitzim me'inyonei kishu fesheidim, to the point where the philosophers and the scientists, they laugh, they mock the talk about magic. That's baloney, that's nonsense, there never was any. The koifrim bedivrei rabbi senuzal, and they deny the words of our rabbis, she'omru mefoirish bigamoro u'medroshim harbe maisis le'nisbor, who have taught us throughout the Gemara and Medrashim many stories, me'inyonei kishuf v'shedim, about things, miracles that were performed through magic, through shedim. Asher be'emes gam kol chochmosam hara bi'atzma nimshamim kanal. And Rav Nosson Zal says the joke is that these philosophers and scientists forgot, and they don't know that their secular, with today's secular wisdoms, originate from there. It originates and was based on the Greek mythology and all of those things that they studied in those times, which were tied hand in hand with magic and other things. Haklal, Rav Nosson Zal says, to summarize what we're saying here, Shekol inyone avodizoro shel hadoiroi sakoidnim v'chetu egel, all the different types of idol worship of the earlier generations, and the worship of the golden calf, hakol hu bechinas pegam horotzoim shel chachme hateva. This, it's all tied into, it's all connected to the situation that we have today of those who question the rotzoin of Hashem, those who are pegam, they damage the faith in Rotzayin Hashem, those who are Chachmei Ateva, scientists, philosophers, Vayimrim, and they say shechas v'sholom hakol al pi mareches hamazolis, that everything is based on astrology and astronomy. That's what determines whether this month is going to be a good month, whether this day is a good day, whether this person, hakol al pi mareches hamazolis, they say that it's all dependent only on the stars. Shehu chiyuv hateva, the stars and the planets and those things, shehu chiyuv hateva chasushon, for which another word is nature. Nature, the natural sciences, natural circumstances. Vaydeze hoyu huarboim yomim hoem tsuim bekas. And it's as a result of that kind of thinking that we had those 40 days when Hashem was very angry at the Jewish people. Those middle 40 days of Moshe Rabbeinu's 120 days. Shehu hepech ha-rotzoin. Kas is the opposite of rotzoin. Aval achar kach, b'yomim ho-achroinim, however, during the third 40-day period, himtik Moshe ha-kas. Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in calming down the anger of Hashem, v'nisratza Hashem yisporach li-Yisrael. And Hashem allowed himself to be appeased completely by the Jewish people, v'alkein heim yemei rotzoin. And that's why those 40 days are referred to as Yemei Ratzon, days of goodwill, appeasement. Kibozhem chozar Moshe v'himshich ha'oras ha'ratzon. Because during those 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu restored the ha'oras ha'ratzon that was with the Jewish people earlier, before the Avodah Zorah. V'hichniu kfirois shel chachmei ha'teva. And they defeated the denial of Hashem, the doubts of Hashem that come from these Chachmei HaTeva, Shubchinas Pegam Cheto Egel Kanal, Shetikein Beyomim Elu. All of that was corrected during those final 40 days. Vehimshich Heoras HaRotzayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu restored that light of goodwill from Hashem, that Hashem was beaming only Rotzayim Toiv at the Jewish people. V'alkein heim yemei rotzayim. And that's why that 40-day period is referred to as yemei rotzayim. That's why we know that our tshuva starts from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yom Kippur. That's these 40 days. V'zeo b'china sheni v'chamishi shem yemei rotzayim. And this is also why Monday and Thursday are especially yemei rotzayim. Machmas shebohem ola Moshe l'kabel luchas achronis. Because those are the days in which Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to receive that second set of luchos, Sheheim Hatikin Shel Cheto Egel, which were the correction, the solution for the sin of the Egel, Shehu Pegam HaRotzayin. Avodah Zorah is what destroys the Rotzayin, Chas V'Shalom. V'Alkein Koyrim Bem BaTorah. And that's why we read the Torah on Monday, Thursday, Ki Iker Kriyas HaTorah, because one of the main reasons for reading the Torah is to strengthen that revelation of Ratzon, which was initiated through our tefillah. Our tefillah starts it up, but the Kriyas HaTorah gives it the boom, the real boom, to be able to accomplish real major Hizgalus HaRatzon. So far we discussed the reading of the Torah. Now Rav Nelson Sal continues, paragraph Dalet, V'ze b'chinas hagboas ha-Torah, and now we'll understand the great, great meaning behind the lifting up of the Torah, where the Torah, one of the great honors, when they read the Torah, every time they read the Torah, is that one of the people is given the privilege of opening the Torah and lifting it up, and showing it to the entire tzibur, showing it to the entire shul. They should all be able to look at the letters of the Torah. The Arizal says that when that's done, when the Sefer Torah is held open like that and being shown to the people, a person who makes sure to look at the letters and to try to be close enough to where they can see the letters receives a major, major light that comes forth from the letters at that time. That's why important, it's also important, you go to many shuls, you see people doing Hagbah, they have no idea what they're doing. Many people hold the Torah like right near them so nobody can see it. And some people open it a drop because they figure if they open it more, the gabbai is going to charge them another $100 for the aliyah, and they don't want to get charged, so they're not going to open it all the way. They're going to make sure, just like when it comes to opening the heichal, to take out the Sefer Torah. I've seen there's a new custom in many shuls that they're again, they want to save electricity, they want to save... When they open the heichal to take out the Torah, just about all heichals have two doors. They have two doors to open. People don't want to bother the heichal. They don't want to make a major disturbance. So they only open one of the doors to take out the Sefer Torah because it's wide enough to take out the Sefer Torah. But they're not aware that those doors are referred to as the gates of heaven. The person opening up the heichal, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is opening the gates of heaven, plural. The pasuk says, Se'u she'orim roshechem. Let the gateways open up. Well, throughout the Torah, it's always mentioned gateways. Reb Moshe Burstein, Zichron Levracha, was always, whenever he saw anybody do it, he wanted to bop him over the head. He'd at least make it clear to him, open the other door, and not, what are you leaving it closed for? We need every drop of kindness of Hashem. We're not looking for 50%. We want the whole 100 million that Hashem is in a position to give. That's when you're opening the Heichal, and also when it comes to opening the Sefer Torah for Hagba. Now, for Hagba, there are some people that want to show that they're Tarzan 8, so they open it 35 Amudim, so nobody can figure out where they're supposed to look. Nobody knows which is the Parsha. They open 12 Parshias, so you can't really see. Again, it's important, the Halacha says, to open it so that 3 Amudim are clearly visible to the people. In order to do that, usually open like 4 or 5, so the 3 that are in the middle are clearly visible to anybody who would want to see and have the privilege of receiving the light that's coming from the Sefer Torah at that time. Now we're going to hear another insight. Rav Nosson Zal mentions Hagba in about 3-4 places in Likutei Halachos and gives incredible information about this. This is one of them. And now we'll understand the importance of lifting up the Sefer Torah after they read. Interesting to note that in some shuls, they do it the Hagba after the reading. In many shuls in Eretz Yisrael today, they do it before the reading. And one of the reasons is to show the people, to show everybody where they're going to be reading from. Because, for example, on Shabbos, when you do the Hagba at the end of the reading, they've already completed the whole Sedra. The Torah at that point is up to the next Parsha. And very often, again, if a person doesn't know what he's doing, he shows the people the wrong Parsha. And also what happens in some shuls is that they put the Torah on the table, the Baal Kori starts reading, Baal Kori says, go ahead, he doesn't look where to see if it's in the right place. The person makes the bracha, the Baal Kori starts reading and realizes he's reading from the wrong column. And then there's a halachic problem involved. So again, by making sure, as soon as they open the Sefer Torah, that it's in the right place, and doing Hagba and showing it to all the people at that point, at least you have a pretty good chance of knowing that the Sefer Torah is positioned in the right place, the Baal Kori is going to start reading from the right place. However, Rav Nosson Zal, who lived in Chutz Loretz, in Russia at the time, the standard custom there was to lift up the Torah that the Hagba is done at the completion of the reading of the Torah, which is definitely correct, halachically. You know, there's no, both are 100% correct. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Shekoinen oisoi bedomim yekorim." People pay a lot of money for Hagba, for the schus of Hagba. In most shuls today, people are not aware of this. They pay a lot of money for shishi, for maftir, for the. They don't know that the Gemara says, that the person who does Hagba gets credit for all the aliyahs put together. Whatever benefits there are in Rishon, Shensha, Hagba is called, the wording in the Gemara at the end of Megillah, the Gemara calls it Galila, because in the Gemara's times, if you look in Rashi, Tosfos, and throughout the Gemara there, when it uses the term Galila there, it means Hagba Galila, it means both. And the Gemara says that the Goylel gets reward like all the others put together. So the Gemara says that. And Rav Nosson Zal says, it seems during his time, there was some learned people who were aware of this, and when it came to buying Hagba, they were prepared to pay a serious sum of money for the privilege of doing Hagba. Ki achar Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, whose yard site is coming up very shortly, 11 days in Kislev, Rav Rosenfeld usually bought Hagba, and he usually, you know, had that schus, he enjoyed that privilege. Galila, what we call today Galila, the one tying the Sefer Torah, is second to Hagba. It's also a very, very special schus. Now Rav Moshe Zal explains. She'anu mekashim, because we learned earlier that when it comes to the holidays and when it comes to the tefillos, which are beaming out this rotzayin, we said there's the opposition. There's the chachmei ateva that are beaming out the message of denying Hashem. And we said in order to do battle against them, in Likut Imran, Rabbi Nazal said you need the chacham of Kedusha who can take all the rotzaynos and elevate them, lift them up to the shoyrish rotzayin. Plug them in up there in the shoyrish rotzayin. That's what Rabbi Nazal said in Likut Imran. In Likut Halachas, Rav Nosson Zal said, that's why we read the Torah, because when reading the Torah, we're bringing out the Chacham of Kedusha. The Sefer Torah is a Chacham of Kedusha. And what we're going to want to do is use this Chacham of Kedusha, use the Sefer Torah to take all the Ritzinais down here and can elevate them, lift them up to the Shoyrish HaRotzayim. She'onu Mekashrin al Yidei Zeh, what we're trying to do is connect all of the ritzoinois in this world to the source of ratzayim. Adayin tzrichim tikun shelo yizgaber chas v'shalom meitzach hanochosh. However, even after we read the Torah, there is still a need for tikun, more power, to ensure that the meitzach hanochosh, the leader of the Sitra Achra, Bilam, Rabbi Nazal speaks about over there, shouldn't, because even after you defeat the scientists, the Chachmei Ateva, and the philosophers, Rabbi Nazal says there's somebody on top of them. They have a source. And their source, just like the source of Kedusha is called Meitzach HaRotzayim, in the Sitra Achra there's something called Meitzach HaNochosh. And Rabbi Nazal speaks a lot about it there in that Torah. So Rav Nosson Zal says, even though in Kriyas HaTorah you did battle against the Chachmei Ateva and the Mechakrim and them, still you have the threat of the Meitzach HaNochosh. U'bishvil zeh magbi'in es HaTorah. And it's for this reason that we have this mitzvah of lifting up the Sefer Torah. Lohoiro is to show she'anu magbi'im es ha-toyra. We are lifting up the Torah she'klula mikol hamidois u'mikol hayomim u'mikol ha-chokhmai she'boilam. The Torah represents all measurements, all days, all chokhmas of the entire world, all tzimtzumim. The letters of the Torah, the shape of each and every letter, and every word, and every sentence, and every parsha, the Sforim tell us all over, they represent all of Hashem's ritzoinos. Those pictures, the pictures of the letters of the Torah and the words and sentences, are the pictures of everything in the world. Everything in the world is wired, is connected to those letters of the Torah. All the ritzoinos of the world are connected to the oisius of the Sefer Torah. And hakol onu magbiim lemal ol Hashem yisborach. We're taking all of that and lifting it up to Hashem. Ki onu marin haksav lo'om. We're showing the writing of the Sefer Torah, the letters of the Sefer Torah. We're showing it to the people. V'hakol koirin umeidim. And people approach it. They look and they read. They read those letters and they testify. Ki zois toirosenu hakdoisha. This is our holy Torah. It's not the science books, and it's not this. It's not the newspapers that tell us what's going on, what life is all about. This zois haTorah. This is the Torah. We say the words v'zois haTorah asher som Moshe lefnei bnei Yisrael. Leda, to inform us ulahoidia, and to make it known ulahivoda, and to broadcast she shoyrish harotzayin shu shoyrish haTorah. That the source of Ratzon, the source of the Torah, is Hashem Himself. And by doing that, That's how we do battle against the king of the snake, the Meitzach HaNochash. Shemetel Pegam Ukthira B'Sheira Sharotzen B'Atzmech Hashem, who tries to defile and mess up the Sheira Sharotzen. Rabbeinu Zal showed us over there in Likutei Moharan that there's two battles. There's the little leagues and then there's the major leagues. The little league battle is between the scientists and the philosophers versus the holidays, the tefillos, the regular chacham and the regular rabbis. But then when they get that decide to get serious, they send out Goliaths. Rabbeinu Zalvig is an example, Goliath. We had the Pelishtim and the Jews were fighting all the time, ping pong, like today. They shoot rockets, 30 rockets a day coming from Gaza, and the Air Force goes in and drops a couple of papers and bombs, and they're playing ping pong every day until somebody decides to get serious. And when they get serious, they send a Goliath. They send an atom bomb, like we know America did in World War II. They drop an atom bomb. They kill, you kill two people, 226, this, that. Suddenly you kill 200,000 people, and then it gets quiet for like 50, 60, 100 years. Everybody calms down. Everybody goes back to peeling potatoes and being nice human beings. Instead of figuring out how to kill each other and the kamikazes and everything, everybody goes back to some kind of normalcy. So here also, Rabbeinu Zal says there you have the regular guys fighting it out, but then at one point in time, the Sitrachra pulls out a Goliath, which is a Meitzach HaNochash. The Pasuk says, Mitzchas Nechoshes. He was covered from head to toe by armor and he terrorized the whole Klal Yisrael until Dovid HaMelech came. And Dovid HaMelech, Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbeinu Zal, so many places, Dovid HaMelech was able to tap into the Shoira Sharotzain, the Meitzach HaRotzain, and was able to put Goliath and all the Pelishtim in their place. So Rabbeinu Zal tells us, the Kriya Satoira is the battle, our tefillos, the three tefillos, correspond, are giving out a message of Hizgalos HaRotzain. The Kriya Satoira is pumping it up a little bit stronger, a little bigger. When we do the Hagba, that's when we're going up into the major leagues. That's when we're making it clear that there's only Hashem, Einoid Milvadoi, that the Torah, which is the book, this is our only book. We don't have Sforim Chitzo, we don't have any other books that tell us the truths of life and the truths of the world. And the Torah is only Hashem. It's all about Hashem only, nothing else. Where are we? Oh, Ki Hagbo Hubayodayin. We're continuing on page 436, right hand column, the first paragraph. Ki Hagbo Hubayodayin. Because Hagbo is done specifically with the hands. Vehu Tikun Lepigam Chetu Egel. And that's why it's a major correction for the sin of the Egel HaZohov, Shehu Pegam HaRotzayim, which was a Pegam in Rotzayim. She'al Zeh Nemar, about which the Pasuk says, Vayashlech Moshe Miyodov Es HaLuchais. That when Moshe Rabbeinu saw them worshipping idols, what did he do? He took the Luchais that were in his hands, and he threw them down. He threw the Luchais down, and he broke them. Ki Hoyu Kvedim Olav, because they suddenly became very heavy for him, machmashe kofru baratzayim, because the Jews went into a state of denial. They denied Hashem, they denied the Ratzayim. Who come Hashem Rabbi Senezal, as it says in the Medrash Tanchuma, in Parshas Kisisa. V'achshav onu mesaknen zois. Now we make a tikkun. Moshe Rabbeinu with his hands took the luchos and threw them down. We take umagbiin ha-toira bayodayim. We lift up the Torah with our hands. The Koirin Umaydiyan, and we announce Shehatoira Nitnomeis Hashem Yisborach, that the Torah was given by Hashem. Nimtza Sheonomeiden al Shoirish HaRotzayim. We are testifying to the source of Rotzayim, Shehu HaToira, Shehu Me Hashem Yisborach, that the Torah originates from Hashem. Vaideze Memela Onomekashrim Kol HaRotzayinois L'Shoirish HaRotzayim. And by doing that, automatically, we're connecting all of the Ritzaynos to the source of Ritzayn. Kal Yidei HaTorah Mekashrin kol haratzonos l'shoresh haratzon shu shoresh haTorah, because that's what the Torah is able to accomplish. Interesting, Rav Nosson Zal here touches on the topic of the hands. In Likutei Moran, chapter 22, Rabbeinu Zalveh, that chapter is called Chosam B'toy Chosam. And there Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a seal of the hands and a seal of the feet. And he explains it in great length and great depth. And there Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when the Jews wanted to make a golden calf, it says they gathered, everybody started donating gold and silver, gold and everything, and they brought it to Aron HaKohen, and it says over there, Vayikach miyodom. Aron HaKohen took the gold and silver from gold from their hands, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, had he not taken it from their hands, had he told them, put it down, it wouldn't have happened. The Egel wouldn't happen. The Zohar HaKadosh goes into a whole explanation showing how the hands were a very, very critical piece of this. Just like Rav Nosson Zal elaborates on this in Hilchas Netilas Yodayim. We had maybe 100 pages on this in the beginning of Likutei Halachos. Washing your hands when you get up in the morning, washing your hands for bread. That the hands, we know that there are different parts of the body that are very, very important. The brain, the heart, everybody knows how important they are. But the hands, were shown in Yiddishkeit, are a very critical piece of the picture. Proof is, when you get up in the morning, the halacha is wash your hands. If you take a if you go into the mikveh, that's fabulous. That's super. But technical halacha, everybody must wash their hands. That must be done. When you go out of the bathroom, wash your hands. A haircut, wash. There's 100 all kinds of wash your hands. The mikveh is super duper, but the minimum is always wash your hands. And we mentioned that the Torah, the beginning of the Torah, the first pasuk in the Torah, Bereishis Bara Lekimas Hashemayim Vesoretz, is the hands of Hashem. We know that the word Yad in Hebrew is 14, and the hand actually has 14 parts. The three parts on four fingers. And the thumb has two parts, gives you 14 parts altogether. That's the Yad. Two times 14 is Koyach, 28, which is the 28 letters of Bereishis, Bara Lekimas Hashemayim Vesoretz. And there's pages, hundreds, thousands of pages written about that. So the hands, and Rav Nosson Zal explains, because the whole battle between Teva and Hashem is, I built this. I did this with my own hands. I created this company. I created this. It's all koichi v'oitzem yodi osol yisachay lazeh. When we talk about denial of Hashem, we're talking about people saying it's my koyach, it's my power. Whereas faith in Hashem is bereishis bor lekimas hashem. See here also, when we talk about, Rav Nosson Zal touches on it, the topic of picking up the Torah with your hands, there's tremendous significance, because by the Egel, we saw that the Torah was thrown down by the hand. The Egel caused the hands to throw down the Torah. Now that we're reading the Torah and lifting it up, showing everybody that we believe in Hashem, we're doing it especially with the hands. The Alkein. And this will also explain why Hagoylel Sefer Torah, the one who is Goylel the Sefer Torah, Shehu HaMagbia, which is the one who lifts it up, this is what I told you earlier, that today we call the one who lifts up the Torah, Hagba, we call the one who ties it, Galila. But in the time of the Gemara, as Rav Nosson Zal quotes here, the one who picked it up was called the Goylel. K'mayisham Rabbi Sein Azal, as the Gemara says in Megillah, page 32, Ki ze ikar hatikun shel kol kriyas haTorah, because this is the real completion. This is the whipped cream and the cherry on top of kriyas haTorah. Kalidei hahagba, because by lifting up the Torah, machnien meitzach hanochosh. That's how we defeat the leader of the Sitra Achra, who is called meitzach hanochosh, Umegalin Meitzach HaRotzlin, and we reveal the highest level of Rotzlin, which is called Meitzach HaRotzlin. V'zeh shekoso b'Shulchan Aruch, and this is why it says in Shulchan Aruch, shenoyagin liknois mitzvah zoi shel hagba bedomim yekorim, that the custom is to pay big money for the schus of doing hagba. We know the Zohar Kodesh speaks about any mitzvah. When it comes to every mitzvah, when you pay money for a mitzvah, it puts it into a different league completely. This is important to know for people who get an aliyah in a shul. There are some aliyahs where, based on their desperation for money, they don't let anybody get away. When the person gets an aliyah, they make a shabach and they say, you're going to give, how much are you going to give? You know, they try to really make it clear that they insist that you donate something for going up to the Torah. Even if they don't, I remember seeing by Rav Rosenfeld and by other tzaddikim, whenever they would go up to the Sefer Torah, they always made sure afterwards to put something in the pushka, in the shul pushka, or in the shul place, right? Because that bumps up the mitzvah, that multiplies the mitzvah by 1,000 or more. When a person pays for a mitzvah, puts it in a different league completely. The Zohar Kodesh speaks about this. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Shnoigen liksam mitzvah zoi shahba b'domi korim, ki ikar hachnoas meitzach hanochosh, because Rabbi Nazal says over there in Likut Imran that one of the most powerful weapons to defeat the Meitzach HaNochosh is Tztokah. This is why we give not money, we give a lot of money for this mitzvah of Hagba. Because the money that we're giving for Hagba, we're donating it to the shul usually, which is a form of Tztokah. Rabbeinu Zal showed there on the Likut Imran that tzedakah is one of the critical ingredients in defeating the Meitzach HaNochosh, shezeu ikar hagbo satorah, which is what the Hagba is all about. The Hagba is all about bringing down the Meitzach HaNochosh. Hold it over here now. Rav Nosson Zal is going to add another very powerful piece to this halacha before he closes it. While we're on the topic,